Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
BigSoftTitty.png.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
I've got something to tell you. I've got news for you. Got a piece of information. Need to tell you a thing that's true.
Okay.
Hey now, listen what I say now. Piece of information, gotta tell you. It's just if they like never got to the party bit and they just wanted to tell you some news, but they're shy.
Okay, that's good.
Tom.
It's always interesting starting the podcast because, again, we've spent all day around each other, kind of doing chores, gently nudging each other to do chores that they haven't done or little domestic misses that they forgot to. And now it's time to sit on down and just have a good old yak.
Yeah, and I'd like to push back against that because I don't think it is interesting, actually.
Oh, okay.
You'll find that it's actually
very boring?
Nothing.
Okay, interesting. And that
boring,
itself is interesting.
Yeah,
it's nothing. It doesn't
nothing.
Even have an adjective.
It's nothing. It's not okay. Boring or anything.
Right. If the mind tries to comprehend it, the mind just passes right through it like it couldn't
the
even
mime?
Touch it. The mind.
Oh, not the mime. Not you.
Not the mime. When the mime passes through it, he is, of course, failing at the basic tenet of being a mime, which is everything's a wall.
Everything is a wall.
Everything's a wall.
Yeah.
Until suddenly you're going alongside and then you hear and you're like, oh, it's a horse.
No, nope, just a loud wall.
Oh, boy. Just one of those MP3 walls that I've heard so much about with a horse sound effect on it.
Yeah, that's why there's so many freaking mimes on Wall Street.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not because, well, in the 80s it was because.
It was because the next street over was Door Street.
Yeah, we got there through Door Street. And then when you got to Wall Street, you were like, boy, I wish we had a sprinkling of Door Street along here because I can't find a way out of this place. I guess there's nothing for me to do but make my millions.
Yeah. In the 80s, Wall Street was made out of those glass bricks.
Yeah, that's right. Famously, every street in New York City is, of course, named.
Yeah, they are named.
Yeah. So there is Wall Street, Door Street. Of course, once you go down to the window quarter, you'll be dealing with, a single square, which is a quarter of a window.
Look up. That's Roof Street. Where God lives.
Grandma's gone to Roof Street, baby.
Roof Street, baby. Roof Street, baby.
Oh, man.
Roof Street.
We're sat here.
That's where she beefed.
Okay. We're sat here in our, what I will refer to as the content palace.
I hate that.
Okay. Well, do you have another pitch?
You
call it the vampire room.
There is a bit of vampire in here, huh?
There's quite a bit of vampire because what caught my eye then was the wonderful thing that you had made for me for my birthday, which is the giant printout of the Magic the Gathering card Captivating Vampire.
Yes.
Which... you were able to finagle out of Michael Higg that I have an affinity for that card because it was like the first rare I ever owned. But it is also...
I did the work, though.
You did a great job of it. But I just want to like acknowledge also that it's a very bad card, but I love it so much.
Yeah, it's a vampire that likes to fuck?
It's a vampire that doesn't... like the I think
or does
that
it
would
specifically
be
not fuck?
I think the art of it would lead you to believe that it is a vampire that loves to fuck, where in fact it is a vampire who, let me just check the rules here.
Just wants to make a friend.
Well, It wants to make a friend, but it can only do that with enough peer pressure, because captivating vampires thing is if you have four other untapped vampires, you can gain control of a creature.
Right.
So, but on its own, captivating vampire does nothing. Captivating vampire has to be standing there in the middle of four other vampires, all of them pointing to captivating vampire, going like, look at this guy, look at this guy.
Yeah, and then while captivating clicking vampires, with the other hand.
Yeah, yeah. Captivating vampire is finally like...
No, I was doing a West Side Story thing.
Oh, really? I thought getting the attention of the waiter, getting the rudely. Attention,
but then pointing at the captivating vampire so they don't know where they want you to fucking look.
Yeah, it's click up in the air and then it's use that same finger to point at the captivating vampire, and then captivating vampire is like, hey, you want to stop being a Kraken? Be a Kraken vampire?
Okay.
It's a like very that confused
Carmilla,
guy.
Come here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thing from The Sopranos.
God,
which
Sopranos
we've been
is good. So hey, have you? I just hot remembered. Hot take. Soprano, good. Have you? Anthony Soprano. Don't know if he's good or not. Seems like a conflicted character.
Anthony, the child.
Well, Tony Soprano's name is also Anthony.
Yeah, but nobody calls him Anthony.
Okay, well, I just did. So, argument invalid. And don't let the logical fallacy hit you on the butt on the way out.
Sorry, did you say argument?
Of the debate dome.
Did you say argument?
Well, now I think that I probably did. Anyway, I just remembered that my uncle, who I was like, I thought was so cool when I was growing up, I remember he clicked at a waiter once, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Shit. I think he called the waiter boy as well. He's a South African guy
mad.
In Australia. Yeah.
It's a good joke to say.
It's a great joke. South African guy in Australia clicking and calling the waiter boy. And it's like, dude, you got to be somewhat less of the stereotype.
Yeah, that's really rough.
It's so brutal. You're depressed, Demi.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm surprisingly happy with it.
Hmm. Interesting. So you've kind of found a way to cheat the depression.
Yeah.
I was like, good. I'm
hey,
glad
guess
you're
what?
Here.
I like depression.
Yeah.
That's me giving the double forks, by the way. No one can see it except Tom.
Yeah, you've taken the heavy weight on your shoulders and just reached up and transitioned that into a sweet embrace on the waist.
Yeah, the heavy weight on my shoulders, I've just kind of done a full lift.
Yeah, but
then I've dropped it on my neck intentionally.
Yeah, you've rounded into another set.
Yeah.
Usually when people lift their depression, it's to get it off them. You're like, oh, yeah. I got to look at this thing more.
Yeah, I'm lifting it with my back. It's a fun new thing.
That's so smart.
I like to learn. Just for this year, I'm lifting with my spine.
Actually, lifting with your spine is pretty punk rock. Because everyone's always like, oh, say, lifting your knees.
Yeah.
You know.
And, being a joking alligator is a pun croc.
I'm going to murder you.
Oh.
And you'll understand when I do it because you just did that. An alligator isn't a crocodile also. They're famously different things.
Yeah, prove it.
Well, you know I can't.
Well. So who's one?
I guess it's you.
Yeah.
Ugh. How's being depressed?
I get the privilege of breaking up.
No, stick around.
That's my new winning sound for some reason.
It sounds bad.
Do you not like it?
No, it sounds so bad.
So, what were you going to ask me? How's the depression? Pretty
yeah.
Cool.
How's being depressed treating you? Does it make you happy to be depressed?
Yeah, I feel really good about it.
Yeah.
Being depressed.
One of the great things about being anxious is it famously feels good.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I am coming constantly through my eyes and flaps.
Yeah. You've kind of turned into the Cenobites from Hellraiser, but for just a bad brain instead of hooks in the flesh.
Yeah.
So cool.
They are in my brain, though.
Really?
Yeah, my brain. Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Oh, wow!
And you heard it here first.
Is my brain 50 fish? Because, boy, are there hooks in this thing.
Mm.
Right?
I guess, not really, but...
50 fish that you get out of the ocean, you got hooks in all of them.
Yeah. I
like
guess
a king rat, but they're fish.
In the ocean, it'd be more usual to catch them with a net, I think, nowadays.
No.
But I respect your ability to pull up a specific, like, fish and connect that from hook. It's that kind of A to C thinking that
hook?
Makes you one of the most exciting... She's going to do it again. I can't believe it.
Hook?
Oh, it's happening live.
I'm eating an imaginary pie. I'm hook, boys.
Whoa!
Rufio. Rufio. It's a sleepy cereal that I've made.
Hmm. Interesting.
Rufio's.
It's good.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't think, probably not. Anyway, let's move on. Would you like to ask me a question?
Yeah.
Great.
Would you rather never be able to have pockets on your pants ever again?
Yeah.
Or only be able to wear pants with pockets?
Absolutely the latter.
All right, they're cargo pants.
Fine with me.
Why don't you own any cargo pants?
It's really strange, isn't it? Looking at me, you'd think I'd have a wardrobe full.
The only thing is you can't wear cargo pants that, like, are like, big. You have to have the ones that are, like, poo pants that have elastic on the ankles.
Yeah, right. Poo pants because they trap the poo after it falls out of your butt.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's what my family called it. That seems like a thing that other people know about.
I guess we'll find out.
And the ones with elastic around the – because I think the ones that are wide at the bottom look like turd.
Yes. I think that what I would like is – I mean, the downside to it is if I was wearing cargo pants, I think my – the things that I would be filling the cargo pants with would fill
legs.
Me with such shame. I mean, obviously legs straight off the top. If, yeah. If there's one thing I'm putting in pants, historically it's been legs.
This is my Tom pocket.
Yeah. Usually also following close on the heels of legs, balls.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, so we
right
know that
behind,
Tom's balls are longer than his dick.
Yeah, right behind balls, of course. And I'm talking biologically as well as in the placings because they are my dick is behind my balls.
Yes.
Tragically, they all exist on the same plane.
Yes.
My dick has to part the balls away from its face like a beaded curtain to come out.
For me, it goes flaps, toes, heels, nose.
I think the penis is the third thing that I've put in pants the most.
So
because sometimes I get it
not
out
even
there
ass.
To spray.
So your penis, your balls are longer than your penis.
Yeah.
But your penis is longer than your ass.
Okay. And so you're starting to understand.
I think I'm starting to get it.
Yeah, it's a good body. It's a great body, you know. It works exactly the way you want it to.
Tom,
you piss onto
a,
the balls, you
yes.
take the balls out, you shake them off into the toilet.
Yeah. Hey, I think I'm starting to get the hang of this. Tom has assured us on his short balls and a penis. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm liking this.
I'm liking this a lot. I think I would, but the
high up butt.
I just had this feeling that a cargo
Tom
pants
has webbed
that I...
legs.
Webbed an old, legs and webbed armpits.
Yeah, an old woman could use you to fan her face at church.
I look like a flying squirrel got all turned around. Got him where I don't want it.
Came out sideways and everything got webbed all wrong.
This big flap of skin. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got webbed sisters.
Really?
So, yeah, we had to get all cut apart like we fell out of an ice cube tray that got overfilled when we were born.
Yeah, you guys kind of came out like one of those daisy chains of like cutout people that kids make. Where
it was like a translucent,
they were like, okay.
Yeah, translucent like flag of skin between us.
Yeah, right. As I remember hearing actually.
Because you were there.
Yeah, I loved it.
Rubbing
it was
my mum's
I...
shoulders, standing behind her in the bed while she was pushing, rubbing her shoulders, saying, "It's okay, honey."
Yeah, I was like, "Hey, I'm going to imprint on the one at the end, I think."
Yes.
Not the absolute end.
No.
That one.
Near the end.
You're going to want to throw that one back.
You're going to want to throw that one back for a bit because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
My little sister.
The thing.
Is dumb.
I remember when I was in there.
How low down do you think they had to dig to get all that dirt in the back of that truck?
One of the funniest things.
It's the most, and it's so funny because, like, it's boring and stupid.
It's
not even, like, fun and stupid.
Who could possibly be interested? She was looking at a big pile of dirt.
How far down do you think they had to dig to get all that dirt in that truck?
Oh, my God. That's so much dirt.
There's so much dirt in that trunk.
Yes, Nikita.
Yes, Nikita.
We know.
I'm stifling a laugh from the back because it's the most boring thing I've ever heard. And stupid.
I think I came downstairs and had to tell you yesterday that I've been watching an Amaranth stream because I needed to understand what makes her so popular. And I got an answer. It's that she's very attractive. But I think I'm going to keep watching. Babe, sorry to hurt you. Yes. Like, so much prettier. But, like, on that level of pretty where she's like, we have nothing to offer her. She has nothing to offer us. Like, she's so boring to look at because you know how every feature's going to fall on the face.
I think I got stuff to offer her. Maybe a mouth to shit in.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, I was wondering if you had any piss. Because if you do, I've got these cupped hands that I can offer you.
And they are just below my chin. I'm ready to splash my face like a man taking a break from the monster movie.
But I was watching this Amaranth stream because I was – she's like the insanely popular, you know.
More popular than me?
Yes. Tens of thousands of viewers at one time.
Yeah.
And she was streaming herself wearing a bikini just
– More bikini than me?
Yes. Definitely more bikini than you. Actually, now that I think about it, I think you're pulling ahead. Oh, and she's eclipsed you.
Yay.
Wish
it new moon me. Show me those cheeks.
That's good. Yeah. Maybe here. Do you want to see a photo of?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
I've seen pretty people before. They all look the same.
They really do, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, symmetrical. Tick. Great. Got it. Okay, you got those things that point out of your face.
Yeah, they're symmetrical. Right. They got a big tick on their head that sort of controls them.
Yeah, it's got to be sucking the brain out of there to make room for all that hot.
Yeah.
But the thing that I just was skipping through to be like, what is happening in this stream? Is she talking to the viewers? Is she just holding court on things? I don't understand. And I landed on, I think, the perfect part immediately by just clicking somewhere. It was her leaning towards the camera. And it looked like genuinely... remember that Scream Netflix series we watched? It looked like a set from that because it was a very beautiful woman in a bikini outside by her pool playing with her dog as the sun sets. And someone in the chat was like, what movie has the perfect ending? And she kind of leaned in and read that and was like, what movie has the perfect ending? And just like a long pause. She was like, none of them. The perfect movie doesn't end. I'm gonna keep watching it because that is the perfect stupid person take.
Fuck, it's stupid.
It's perfect.
But maybe she's a genius.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a perfect faux deep thing to be like, actually, the perfect movie is one I could watch forever.
No, like, well, it sounds really it's bad. Not. It sounds like it sucks.
Have you heard of the three-act structure? Because what you're looking at is closing the loops on the three and tipping it on its side.
Yeah, you know what, Amaranth? I think you're talking about a lava lamp.
Amaranth's favorite movie is that Windows screensaver with the pipes.
Bring my show back.
Yeah, maybe we'll... Oh, no, someone moved the mouse and they cancelled my show. I was just getting into it. I think I'll maybe Amaranth Watch will be a regular segment on BST.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. It's so good. The perfect movie doesn't end. What do you mean?
What?
What could that possibly mean?
What are you saying?
Yeah. You know what would be great is if Prometheus was not even as long as it is now, not even 12 hours long. It was all the hours.
Oh, yeah?
I want to spend all my hours on Prometheus.
Yeah, what if Prometheus was a GIF?
Yes.
Just the perfect movie.
Tricking Amaranth by putting a DVD on loop.
Till we overtake her on Twitch. You just leave it on the DVD menu. She'll be so happy.
Stuck there wasting away like the gluttony guy in Seven.
Oh, yes. Wait, God, he didn't waste
guy.
Away.
Sloth guy.
He did the exact opposite.
I'm mixed up.
He's blown.
Yeah.
Silly bugger.
Very silly. Silly I wouldn't bugger. Have done it.
I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
As I soon already as, chose not to.
Here's what I would do
what?
If you put me in Seven.
Yeah?
Okay, some guy's strapping that thing to me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take that off. I think my penis will do the job just fine, thank you.
Yeah. Why didn't he just get to use his penis?
Yeah. I guess there were all three of them standing around being like, okay, so what do we think? And the lady's like, I'm not sure about it, but well, I'll give anything a shot.
No, I think what was cut out was her pussy was actually a loaf of bread. So he, use a regular penis. It's just going to bump up against it. It's not even going to.
Yeah, I've got this new dildo here from Terrible Dragon. And we're going to strap it onto you.
From Gross Dragon.
From the worst possible dragon company.
I'd love to get a sex toy. Not subscription. Promotion. Give ad? Us money, sex toys. Ads. Yeah, ad.
Great.
I think we're perfect for that.
Yeah, I think we have an amount of filth and an amount of sex nerds that listen to this podcast that would really enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that pejoratively. I just mean like...
But you are sex nerds and you all know that.
Yes. If you are... Am I a sex nerd? Yes.
Yeah, you are. And if you're like, I'm a sex nerd, you're way worse than you think.
If you've ever been in missionary and thought, I could spice this up, you're a sex nerd. That's too much thinking about it. If you're doing more than one position per 40 minutes of steady rhythmic lovemaking, you are a sex nerd.
Yeah.
Right.
We got it right the first time.
Thank you. Right. So you're going to find a position where you're not both lying down because that seems like we nailed it.
Yeah.
Relaxing and feels nice for one person.
Yeah. The style of hound, that's for dogs. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, right. So I guess I'm just supposed to appropriate doggy culture.
Yeah.
By having sex in their style.
Yeah, great. Why don't I wear a bindi while I'm doing it?
Yep.
We're just doing it all, are we?
Uh-huh.
Bindi in a kimono. Doing doggy style.
I just remembered.
What?
I just remembered a guy I knew in uni was like, if you're spending more than 2 minutes in one position, that's too long.
What? He's just like, he's just scrambling, running around the woman like she's a couch and he's a dog.
Yeah. He's doing one of those fucking gymnast routines on the pommel horse, just on this lady with his dick inside her as an anchor point.
He's using her as parallel bars. Flipping around, landing perfectly on the mat.
Yeah, to contrast that, I think if you loop back to a position again, that's proof that at some point you made a wrong turn. You probably should probably just stuck with what you were doing.
Retrace your steps.
Yeah. Yeah, if you follow the crumbs of pussy all the way back to
retrace your steps to come.
Yeah.
Sex so that sucks, witch doesn't man. Eat us.
Sex sucks so bad. You it's so a, funny. Left it some...
Imagining that if you're bad at sex, a witch eats you. It's just like Hansel and Gretel. You do it wrong. Oh, no, follow the breadcrumbs back. We don't want to go such a wrong way. Oh we get God. Eaten by a witch for doing bad fucks.
Hey, I heard you had that date with Cameron. How was he? Did you? He's witch food, honey. Like at your window. Like,
I could see her at the end of the bed, so I just faked it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that on my conscience. So I was like, yippee.
Yeah. But she was like salting his foot, so I don't think he's going to stick around for long. He's clearly got a history of this thing. It wasn't just our rhythms were off. The guy was trying to fuck me with like 5/8 timing. He was pumping into me like a Mars Volta song. Just.
Honestly, it sounded like Tubular Bells. Damn. Fucking witch.
Damn, I'm getting fucked. My boyfriend's fucking me like a jazz drummer.
Honestly, I have had such a bad run. That witch basically camps in my room.
Yeah. Oh, my God. A little while ago, I fucked a guy that he put his dick in me like he was testing bathwater with his toe.
If you're having a one-night stand, you might as well do it in a cauldron, you know?
Yeah, there's no chance.
No.
You got no chance out there.
No.
God.
Witch food.
Just the witch at the window.
Yeah. The witch at the window.
As soon as she sees someone, like, go to pull your hair and miss, she's like, rubbing her hands together.
Or shaking your tit vigorously.
Oh, yeah.
Someone does that.
You have that one in the past, huh?
But so maybe then I guess the witch doesn't like the taste.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago I tried it.
So wait, you know what? The witch only likes the taste of full testicles.
Yeah, right.
Wait.
No, because the guy can...
No, yes. Okay, so what does she like then?
I think she likes the taste of...
unsatisfied... No, wait. Because does she eat the man or does she eat them both? I think it's both.
I think that being bad at sex is not a thing that is specific to men, but...
Or people with penises. No, yeah but in this little story we were telling...
Yeah, but I don't want to dip into the fact that anyone can be bad at sex because it's more fun to make fun of guys.
Anyone can be bad at sex, though. I can attest to that.
Yeah. Seriously, there are a lot of...
Not me, though.
No. Anyone can, but not Tammy. Tammy knows all the moves.
But do you have a horror?
Oh, I've had bad sex. And I've been like, during
That's
sex,
That's not
I've
your
been
fault?
Like, yeah, I've been like, this is not my fault. Saying that out loud, admittedly, did not bring the sex up a level.
Yeah.
But no, like, I've definitely had sex where I'm like...
Why does she keep shaking that eight ball?
Yeah. Doesn't like her. It's got a lot of positions in there. But me, I'll be sticking with missionary, thank you. Oh, God. All right, let's take a break here, Demi.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Felt like I wanted to keep talking.
Okay, well now you can. We literally had 3 seconds where I pressed the button and then turned it back on again.
Probably more like 4. So
okay, what do you want to keep talking about?
Oh, talk to you.
Okay, well we are. I've got a light internet deep dive today, Tammy. Not a severe one, but I'm currently on the MinecraftSkins.com skin dex, a portmanteau of skin and index. That also makes me feel like I'm navigating the sordid hallways of Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin, yes. Yeah. Have you seen a tit? There's one in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're going to love the 45 milliseconds that you can jerk off to in Schindler's List.
Yeah.
But what this has is obviously an index of skin.
You seen the mouse pussy in Green Mile?
So what I've got here, this is something that I discovered the other day after finding the tab open on the computer because you've been playing Minecraft. You downloaded a skin from the server yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Could you describe that for us? I noticed that it was named Holiday Man.
Yeah, so he is a man with pink jocks,
yes.
Pink budgie smugglers, and yellow skin tone and large nipples. And he's wearing big headphones.
Yeah. That's nice. So they've got something going on.
Yeah.
But the thing that caught my attention was, and because I was checking it on, can stop pussyfooting around this. I was checking on September the 11th, Demi.
Hey, stop pussyfooting around me. It's too big, that thing.
All right. Well, I will.
The pussy. I can't even feel the foot.
Stop wetly flapping around you. So there are a lot of posts. Oh, boy. Here's a skin titled, In Memory of 9/11 Sacrifices and Deaths. It has one tag, and it is, In Memory of the Deaths on This Day 19 Years Ago. Pretty cool. This skin is in memory of the first responders who sacrificed themselves to save people, the people who stopped one airplane from hitting another important landmark, and to all who died and their families. And so this is a Minecraft skin of someone wearing a red and white jumper.
It just looks like Where's Wally.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
the flag
at all.
It literally just looks like Where's Wally.
Yes, that's right. There's a bunch here. There's In Honor and Memory of the Two Towers, which is a pretty much a morph suit looking thing that is just an American flag with the two towers.
Yeah, it's a flag shaped like a man wearing suspenders.
Also, they've said In Honor and Memory of the Two Towers, which
yeah,
I don't think is
the people inside them.
Well, also I feel like they're known as the Twin Towers, right?
But two they weren't actually biologically related.
Right.
So you can just say two. In honor it is of more those... accurate, but it isn't what they were known as.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And the tags for this one are remember, in honor, in memory, love, hope, the Twin Towers, and salute.
So they know what it's called.
Yes. But also they're including salute there to let you know what they're doing. This has two comments from Lorca Orca and Fuzzwuzz Plays. Both are just RIP.
Oh, my God.
And then this person has made one that I think they got a little bit turned around on, because this is in memory of all who died on 9/11, heart, you will never be forgotten. America is a blessed country. And then the one tag is memorial. But they've just included a skin that is three vertical lines of red, white, and blue. So they've made the French flag. Like, this is the worst it could have been. This is maybe the most American flag I can imagine.
Oh, that is so, in that it's French.
Yes, in that they tried their absolute best and didn't know what the French flag looked like enough to avoid it.
Can you see if anyone has tried to make Lady Liberty on there?
Absolutely, Demi. I can say I am currently on, oh my God, there are commemorative Memorial Day skins. There's one here that says honoring those who paid the ultimate price.
You
There's
did
a
show
lot
me
of
one,
Memorial Day
You
ones.
Did show me one yesterday that was literally just a sunset and the Twin Towers on the side of a man shape.
Yeah, I've got that one here too.
That was fucking crazy.
It's fucking insane, hey.
It's really fucked.
Let me find that one, actually, because it is really good.
I mean, it's not really going to – they can't see it.
No, you're right. I'm being foolish. But this one is quite close, and I really enjoy it. This is 9/11. We will always remember the tragedy, and it's just two big blocks with a love heart between them, so it looks like the Twin Towers are in love over an American flag. And again, these are on Minecraft skin, so it's like a blocky guy.
That is really weird, though, because it's like, so his arms and legs are all horizontal stripes. Wait, let me – hey.
Yeah, sure.
His arms and legs are all horizontal stripes. Then he's got like – two grey blocks as his torso, but one is skinnier than the other, so not really twin towers. And then he's got...
Well, I've seen some twins where one is skinnier than the other.
I haven't.
Okay.
Ever.
All right.
Why are they in love?
Hey, Mum, can I go play patriotic Minecraft? Of course you can. On today of all days, it's more important than ever to construct a little cave for yourself.
And then she salutes him.
Well, yeah, saluting my son.
Yeah, only thing is whenever you get the little notification that says, Billy Bob fell from a high place, you have to play the whole of Taps.
Okay, it's good. Yep, got to mourn. Yeah. Immediately a gravestone pops up. All the other players get the opportunity to respond to it.
They all carry you around, drape a flag over you.
Yeah.
Although your skin already looks like that, obviously.
Yeah, if anything, they would just take your armor off, I guess. Because you're already a flag.
Yeah.
Under there.
Uh-huh. So.
There are a lot of these that are just people dressed as an American flag with two towers on them.
Did you find Lady Liberty?
Oh, yeah, that's what I have to do. Let me check. Okay. Lady Liberty. And then I'm going to search sexy. Okay. Ooh, we've got a few here.
Ooh, I'd like to see them.
For sure. Here we go.
They're probably just creepers with arms.
Statue of Liberty, the Statue of America, and hot dogs is the name of this one. Thanks to all my followers and to the fabulous America, which holds the Statue of Liberty. And fabulous is spelt F-A-B-U-L-A-S. The tags on this one are lady.
They're just lady.
They've got Lady, Lady Liberty, Statue of Liberty, Statue, America Hot Dogs Frozen Donuts.
What?
Yeah.
Why America Hot Dogs Frozen Donuts?
I think that thing up the top left is supposed to be a hot dog. It's like two red pixels and then some brown pixels around
it. Holding a hot dog.
Yeah.
So they've made the incredibly interesting choice of rather than making the person shape actually look like the Statue of Liberty,
yes,
they have put her face on the tummy of the man.
Yes.
And then put a sun up where the face is with some clouds.
The face is essentially this is a landscape of the Statue of Liberty holding a... No, that must be the torch, right?
Well, the torch is green.
Right. So I guess instead of the torch, she's holding a hot dog.
Why, though?
Interesting choice. And this one is called Statue of Liberty. The blurb on this one is Lady of Liberty. That's all I got to say. Just like a shit. Green guy.
Looks like a mouthwash commercial.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
In honor and memory of the two towers, the description on this one is just many people died, ...
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you're not wrong. And now let's see. I'm going to just search sexy. Let's see
Lady
what we
Liberty?
Can find there. No,
or just sexy.
Just sexy, I think. Holy shit.
Barring up.
Well, yeah. All the blood in my body is being directed to my penis because, boy, oh boy, this is some hot stuff. Yep. There's a lot of ladies wearing bikinis. Ooh, mama. This is one I actually quite like. This is actually really well executed, but I am baffled by its use. Mm. And this doesn't come from the sexy tag. This comes from me searching memorial before. Mount St. Helens before and after pixel art.
Before and after?
So the front of the Minecraft skin is Mount St. Helens, and then the back of the Minecraft skin is post-eruption Mount St. Helens.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, is there any more disaster art on these fucking Minecraft skins?
Honestly, there seems to be a lot. Here, I'll just search disaster. I'll just search natural disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah? You cool with that?
Yeah.
Great. There's one here of just a hurricane.
Oh my
There's
God.
A medic volunteer. There's usual, you know, Steve, the kind of default one. There's one of Steve just with it wearing a mask for COVID.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff out here. Anyway, I'm going to put this down now.
Yeah.
This is ever so bad and I could just get lost in this for hours.
Yeah.
Oh, the sun has set. Now you're silhouetted against the window.
Thanks.
No problem. Did you ever make stuff for like, games or whatever? Did you ever get into modding or installing mods?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. When I was a kid, I used to go on. I had this game called Unreal, which is like kind of one of the first person shooters on PC, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a multiplayer mode. And one day I was like, oh, you can like maybe I'll just search this game on the internet. Immediately, the first result I found was someone listing where you could download naked lady skins for the multiplayer.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But then like
naked lady skins.
Yeah.
Just like Buffalo Bill, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in
was
that
a
way
big,
and more.
Fat person?
Was she a great big fat person? Oh yeah, just let me tell you. Oh,
I can't do it.
Oh my God.
It got worse and worse. But I remember I downloaded them. I think I installed them and then...
Just a normal guy looking for love like everybody else.
Steven from Gigolos.
Mm-hmm.
I installed them, but then the bots moved too fast for you to be able to see them. So I just was kind of like squinting at the screen trying to work out what I was looking at.
Yeah.
But the idea of knowing that they were naked, I mean, that's enough.
I think I really like my favorite thing is kind of making stuff in games where it's not totally meant to be customizable.
Yeah, right. Like an unmodded Skyrim stack or what have
you. Yeah, yeah. And like how I covered my entire island on Animal Crossing with dolls.
Yeah, that was bad. That was a bad vibe, if
you
I'm
didn't
honest
like
with
it.
You. Yeah, that was a uncomfortable thing to look at.
Mm. I spent millions and millions of bells on those dolls.
Yep. And then think of the hours that it took to place them down, earn the bells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Good.
I made my two big Morpheuses on Minecraft.
You haven't really touched. Yeah, that's the main thing you've been working on recently.
My two giant Morpheuses in Minecraft. One of them holding his two guns, and one of them a gigantic bust of him holding the blue and red pills.
Nice. What material are you using for the blue and red pills?
The blue and red pills, I collected a fuck ton of glass and dyed one block of glass blue and one block of glass red.
Yeah, right.
So it was, they're kind of like translucent like the pills are in the movie. And to get his sunglasses, the very round sunglasses, I had to go to hell many, many, many times over to barter with pigs. Mm-hmm. So they would give me the right kind of stone to make black sets of stairs because it's the closest you can get to a circle in the game.
Right.
So I went to hell.
Yep, several times.
Many, many, many times.
Yeah. Beep.
Beep. I haven't been on Animal Crossing in a while because at some point, once you've paid off your mortgage, there's really nothing else to do but ignore all your neighbors and die.
Yeah, sounds like real life. Yeah. You should be able to move to a bigger or smaller island or just live in the ocean.
Yeah. Like, maybe I think I can leave my little person in the ocean.
That might be nice.
Shut off the game. But then I'll end up back in my house next time I open the game. But if I leave him there and never open it again, I'll know I'm in the ocean.
Yeah. That would be nice and peaceful for you.
Yeah.
All that work and now the soothing release of the ocean.
Yeah.
I think that is the way with most games, huh? Like, there's a clear set progression, and then if you, when that's done, or before that, ideally, to be honest, you're like, oh, now there's nothing, no button for me to press and get my pellet of validation. You know, I thought you kind of would avoid that because what you wanted to do was kind of not following the usual path of the game, I thought. Because what you were doing was, you know, things like scattering your island with dolls.
Yeah, I built a comedy club inside my home.
Mm.
A full comedy club. There's a car park. There's a green room. There's a bar. Yeah. There's a toilet that only Husey's allowed to use.
Yeah, just like the comedy store.
Yeah.
That's the music they bring you up to.
Yeah, I'm triggered by that, actually.
Horrifies me. Yeah. Well, because I don't think this is the same for you. We have different experiences of this, but that was the theme they used, the open mic contest, raw comedy. And so, like, I associate that with the most terrifying moments of my life where I'm about to go on stage and fucking tank to a full comedy store crowd because I, like, haven't not written or memorized my material. So brutal.
Did you get through?
The second time I did, yeah. First time I went over and got played off.
Oh, brutal.
One of the worst things, man.
Brutal, dude.
So bad. Such a, you know, a uniform failure. And you can, like, they're playing the music, but it's not loud enough for you not to hear people going like,
oh, boy.
Felt so bad. Oh.
So.
Because, also I was like, as everyone is when they enter that contest, convinced I was going to win.
I wasn't.
Well, like, maybe not convinced, but, like, you're harboring – convinced is too strong a word, sorry. Harboring, like, a secret little hope. And as someone who – like, getting knocked down the first road really makes – first round really made it clear that I was like, oh, I thought I was going to do at least okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you want to delve back into that witch stuff? Sex nerd stuff? I feel like we're leaving content on the table by not talking about that witch and sex nerd relation more, or at least defining what a sex nerd is. Because to me, it's someone who activates more than one muscle group at a time during sex.
Oh, yeah, like which muscles?
Well, either like you're using... brain. Yeah. If you're thinking about what you're doing while moving, nuh-uh, not for me.
I want to come on your frontal lobe.
Yeah, that's good. Hey.
That's the sexiest part of a woman.
You can come on my tits. Oh, that's actually really nice of you to say. But if you've got a favorite book around.
I'd love to ruin it for you.
I'd love to come on your favorite book. No. Shh. Hand me that book. I'm cracking it open in the middle, spraying on it.
Man, I'm not like other girls. I don't like going out and dancing in calm.
Okay, good.
I like drinking a hot cup of tea and reading a book, big book.
Covered in cum.
Covered in cum.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, man. What are some other good gentleman things to do for a lady? I mean, for me, obviously, there's fingering her with your driving gloves on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Also, or leaving your fingerless gloves on so she gets the gentle sensation of fabric against the clit.
Yeah, well, honestly, Joe Biden seemed like the kind of guy who would ask your pronouns, then tie you down and give you the best dick of your life.
Oh, one of the worst tweets of all time. One of the worst tweets of all time, and also so inaccurate, I have no idea what they're fucking drawing from.
No.
Was that fucking Pete Buttigieg or something? Because Buttigieg had some insane person tweeting like, Pete Buttigieg has the energy of someone who's of the sweet, nerdy guy who's going to hold you down and make you come till your calves cramp. Oh. And it was like, dude, please, please just like the policies. Oh, don't God. Link this to the fact that you're a fucking oversexed weirdo.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to have sex with everything nowadays.
Yeah. We're 50.
I think it, though. You know, like, it's too much. Please, just like something.
Doesn't all have to be that.
Yeah.
But you don't.
The people like saying that about Dan Andrews in Melbourne.
Yeah. Like, can you never just like don't.
Yeah.
Don't. You could just talk about like, why does it have to be about how hard they're going to make you come?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And also, being a good person and good at sex are not mutually like, they don't guarantee each other.
No.
And the other way as well.
You can try.
A bad person could make you come. I don't know what to, and then, oh, I don't know. It's just this whole weird thing.
We're so fucking universe brain right now.
Yeah, I know.
We're so fucking smart.
I know. But, like, I don't know. Just people being like, oh, my God, Dan Andrews is enforcing these restrictions so well. He can enforce me to widen my back walls. Please give me a zoning permit to expand my back walls, Dan Andrews.
Yes.
So bad. Anyway, Dan Andrews, thank you so much for giving me those swabs. Anyway. Now that I've got the back of my throat all cleared up, I'd love to invite you to hang out there sometime.
He sets up his little card table in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Invites the people around.
He's playing checkers with his old friend Morris.
Aww.
Morris is in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in we're the back of this lady's throat.
Then we're going to have to add a ramp to her mouth.
And then she forgets that they're in there and Morris drowns and come.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
Oh, Dan Andrews, take that little mask off the end of your dick and cough it in me.
Oh. Yeah, whenever my dick comes, it makes the sound of an old man clearing his throat.
Yeah, I know it does. I know it does, because every time that happens from inside my pants, I hear, oh, dear.
Oh, God. So. Just an old-timey French guy taking out his kerchief and blowing his dick into it. Holding a kerchief to your penis and having it do like...
Yeah. Just kind of doing that old man, like, wipe side to side. Rough. Oh, stuffing it back in your pocket and you're like, oh,
ugh.
How long has that been in there and how long will it be?
Yeah. My dad has hankies and it is one of the worst. My mama hates it.
Well, yeah.
Because she's a nurse and like
gross.
Understands.
The theory of germs, the germ theory of disease.
Well, I'm going to want to be carrying these around with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, dude. You've got one pocket that's just off limits. That is a case for cargo pants. You have the contaminant pocket that you just deposit all of your fucking waste into.
Yeah, you've got your sharps pocket.
Yeah, your condoms along with your sharps. And then I guess going
Why
by the rest of the way.
Don't put the condoms
in
with
condoms
the sharps.
No, condoms and then sharps. Like, yes, I'm looking at this from the leg.
I'm just saying.
I'm starting at the base.
Start at the base of the leg. Yeah. Wait, so what?
Condoms
at the ankle?
Condoms at the ankle. The sharps at the mid leg. Right at the waist, easiest pocket to access. Mm. Condoms mixed with sharps.
Yes.
So if you have any overflow of either category, they can go in there. And also, if
you
want to have
if you find wifey.
Yes, exactly. You want to have an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to have something in there where you're like, you know what? I'm feeling risky.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, man. That'd be a fun way to spice things up in the bedroom is pin the condom up to a dartboard.
Yeah.
Just.
Are you going to put a blindfold on?
Yeah, you're blindfolded. The other person's blindfolded. Then he still blindfolded. You wipe the darts to the floor and like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, what about that? But you pin the pussy up to the dartboard and throw the dick at it.
I love that.
Put feathers on the back of the dick and then just kind of.
Put feathers? What are you talking about? If anything, you need to pull feathers off.
All right, turkey dick, I'm done with this fucking podcast.
Wait, tell me this thing's supposed to only have four feathers on it? Oh, great. Unrealistic body goal strikes again.
I don't think darts even have fucking feathers on them.
Thinking of arrows like dipshits. And old arrows, too.
Turn it off. I'm done.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
No thanks.
No, thank you.
Oh, we have hats.
Let's record an ad for it after this.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Bye.